Hello and welcome to the Lauder Podcast. This is your host, Danielle Rochford, and today I'm here with Lauder student whose name is Julius, and he will be discussing his experience with his summer immersion to Europe and also his Lauder experience so far. So Julius, are you ready to get started?
Yes, thank you for having me.
All right, so my first question is about your background. Can you tell me a bit about yourself and your work experience and things like your nationality?
Sure. So I'm actually Lithuanian. I think I'm the only Lithuanian this year, as far as I know, in the whole Wharton group. And I was born and raised in Lithuania. I did my bachelor there in economics, and I was naturally always very inclined to study economics because the Lithuanian, the post-Soviet country of Lithuania actually went through a lot of changes in the past 30 years. So I was quite into economics as a child already, I guess. And that naturally drove my interest, and also I decided to study in Lithuania, did my bachelor there. And then afterwards, as a lot of Europeans do, I also did my master's straight after my undergraduate degree. And interestingly enough, I ended up, after studying in Stockholm, Sweden for 2 years, I ended up not in London as most other of my colleagues did. I actually ended up in Germany, just got an interesting offer to work for Airbus Group, and I did take the jump, found it quite interesting, and I actually fell in love with Germany in a very interesting way. And then I decided to actually stay. I decided really to invest the time to study the German language and also get to know Germany better. And then after that, I moved to Frankfurt, where I worked in asset management for JP Morgan Asset Management. Spent 2 years there as a product specialist, focusing primarily on emerging markets. And then after that, I actually also moved to London for another 3 years, where I was primarily doing the same job, also as a product specialist, communicating the strategy of our investment team there, trying to pitch our business to different clients, and really doing mostly the work that portfolio managers do not have the time to do, essentially talking with big businesses and trying to make sure that we meet their needs, we can have something to offer to them in our emerging market platform. So it was an interesting job overall, and I definitely felt like it was also very international because most of my team was from different countries, different backgrounds. So I naturally always felt like, even though I was in an office in London, it was a very international setting, and I was always exposed to very different cultures from early on.
And then from there, how did you hear about the Lauder program?
So first of all, I guess I wasn't even sure if I wanted to do an MBA. I already had a master's in science degree. And I guess the reason why I decided to do an MBA in the first place was because I felt like the asset management industry was not doing the best and not going through the best of times. So I decided that, hey, maybe I should really try to think about a different area that I could work in and maybe sort of work on myself as a personality as well. And I still wanted to have that international outlook and really focus not just on business, but also on international affairs, on a bit more on politics and things like that. And hence, when I learned about Lauder through a few of my friends who went to Wharton, they mentioned Lauder to me. And even though they haven't done it themselves, they kind of got the feeling that it's a very close-knit group, that it's a very sort of good community, and that they study a lot of that that I actually wanted, and that would be a perfect fit. So for me, it was mostly through friends that I found out about it, and obviously I did my share of reading, and just really sounded like a perfect fit. It was my top priority, and I was working very hard to get into, and I'm very glad that I did.
I'm glad too. And then what made you apply to Lauder and not just Wharton only?
Well, as I said, it's really this focus on a lot of the international issues and affairs that really felt to me like something that I would be interested in. I worked with emerging markets, with different continents, different countries, different cultures, and I felt like having that exposure already would give me a bit of a benefit. And also, I still wanted to learn more about, you know, particularly in Europe, which is such a heterogeneous continent. And I also wanted to improve my German skills, which in London in the last 3 years before coming to Lauder actually have started to deteriorate. So I wanted to work on all of these things, and I felt like Lauder really promised a lot. And just having those talks with some of the second years or first years at that time actually really convinced me that I should go for both degrees, even though I knew that it's definitely going to be an investment and it's going to be challenging.
All right. And for my next question, the 8-week summer immersion program, as you know, is divided into two segments. The first 5 weeks is for the language component, and then there's 3 weeks for the regional component. We get a lot of questions about what are, you know, some of the day-to-day aspects of the summer immersion. First off, can you go into detail about how your 5 weeks were spent with your language component? So what were some of your highlights?
Sure. So I started my 5 weeks, the language immersion component, in Berlin, in Germany. So usually the schedule was at 9 a.m. we start having language class, and it usually goes up to 1 p.m., 2 p.m., depending on the day. And I would say, even though it's technically language class, we're actually learning a lot. So every week was divided for, like, was really focused on a specific topic, usually very relevant topics in Germany at that time. It could have been elections. We did talk about the political landscape. We talked about the economy and a lot of different topics like that. Also a lot of, about the history, which, you know, I came in thinking that, hey, I lived in Germany for a few years. I know a lot about Germany. And I actually really learned way more than I expected. So that was a very positive thing. So these language classes, although they're language classes, they're actually really broadening your also, broadening your mindset also, your outlook on Germany and what Germany is and their history. And then usually we would have also either cultural events or corporate visits in the afternoons and the evenings. The cultural visits would be very different. We would occasionally go to a museum. We'd go to, say, the Reichstag, would get a guided tour there. We would actually listen for 1 hour to even politicians debating about climate change, which is very interesting, all in German, obviously. So it's quite interesting. It's very engaging. And so cultural visits were like that. And then in addition to that, we would also visit a lot of the, meet a lot of the alumni. We had a few occasions to meet both Wharton and Lauder alumni and also actually Penn alumni, because we had the Penn president visiting Berlin during one of the evenings. So it was a great opportunity also to meet the broader sort of University of Pennsylvania community. And then the corporate visits, there were really a lot of highlights that I could really mention that I personally found very interesting. For me, the highlight was when we actually went to Wolfsburg, which is essentially more or less a city that is famous for all the Volkswagen factories and offices and everything else. And we met there with the help of a Lauder alumni. We met their head of strategic planning of Volkswagen Group, which is, by the way, I think still the largest automaker in the world by sales. And we met the head of strategic planning, and we spent over an hour discussing the different challenges and sort of difficulties that the current industry is going through, and also the specific sort of problems that Volkswagen had as a company in the recent years. So I guess this is just another testimony of how far the Lauder alumni will go to really make sure that your experience is really amazing. So certainly that was probably my highlight. There were a lot of other meetings. For example, we met the business development team of Zalando, which is the largest online fashion retailer in Europe. And that was also a very interesting sort of discussion we had for 2 hours. They left off feeling like it was a business meeting because we kind of grilled them a bit. And it was very interesting as well. And then outside of that, we also had a lot of very different, very wide spectrum of meetings with NGOs, think tanks, and also social enterprises. So I would say, for me, the corporate visits were probably the most interesting ones in Germany.
And then next, can you tell me about your 3-week regional component? So what were some of the highlights of that for you?
Sure. So we ended up meeting in London. So the three tracks of Europe, the Russian, French, and the German tracks, we met in London. And in London, we started having classes on essentially European politics and the political landscape there. We talked a lot about the European crisis, the migration crisis, and a very topical issues nowadays in Europe, and also how European Union is facing a lot of challenges. So we would have normally lectures there. So we started in London, then we went to Brussels, then we went to Frankfurt, and we finally went to Athens. It's all in 3 weeks. We spent about 4 or 5 days in most of these cities. And it was very interesting overall. I would say we really managed to leverage very well the Lauder alumni sort of network. Met a lot of alumni, and they scheduled a lot of interesting meetings. We also did a lot of cultural visits. In London, we went to a beautiful theater show. We also visited the Tate Modern with a guided tour. Very, very interesting. And also discussed lots of different topics based on the country where we were. For example, in London, we talked about Brexit with the BCG team. We also met the Minister of Trade at his own actually home and talked for an hour and a half about the different challenges that the UK is facing with Brexit. So that was definitely very interesting. And then also in other cities, we had different, obviously, topics. We talked a lot about European institutions in Brussels. We visited the NATO base. We visited the European Parliament and had, like, a lot of presentations there and a lot of discussions on various topics. And then we finally went to Frankfurt and also Athens. For me personally, the highlight was Athens, and not even the business meetings or anything like that. For me, the highlight was the hotel, the rooftop sort of bar, open bar with a view of the Acropolis. So that's where a lot of us in the last week when we were in Athens, when we were tired and feeling like we need a home and a one place to stay finally, we were staying there in the evenings, having a glass of wine and just enjoying and talking about our experience. So I guess that for me was probably the highlight I remember the most personally, but definitely also a lot of very enjoyable meetings and cultural visits overall.
And then next, can you tell me about what has been your experience with the Lauder program so far, now that you're back on campus? You've been here since end of August. So can you tell me a bit about some of your Lauder coursework and what you've experienced with the community of students?
Sure. So the community overall is extremely friendly and very collaborative. When I was going to Wharton, one of my first fears was that there's going to be a bit more fierce and cutthroat environment. Is exactly the opposite of that. People are extremely friendly, very social, and there's definitely a very collaborative spirit across. And in the Lauder family, that's even more so. It's really not a joke. It's not really an exaggeration when people talk about the Lauder love, and it's not a joke. People actually are super friendly, and it feels like a second family that you have. You can always rely on these people. So that's the first thing, which was very helpful when coming back to the broader of the Wharton start. The coursework itself, I would say, is doable. I mean, for me, it's during the week I have 4 extra classes, which are just for Lauder. I have 2 German classes, usually from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And then we also have sort of a class which is usually goes under international political economy. But it's really a bit of a mix of things by now, because we also invite former alumni who started businesses themselves, and they will actually give us a very interesting, you know, debates and discussions and presentations on what their experience was, and really try to inspire us as well to do similar things. And currently we're also having one of the finance superstars, Mohamed El Arian, doing courses for us and really teaching us about the different crises that happened in the world, the global financial crisis and all the European crisis and a lot of the emerging market crisis. And it's extremely interesting, to be fair. I feel like having such a superstar from finance is really, you know, really, really amazing experience and a good learning curve for everyone here.
In terms of student life, are there any specific clubs or events that you're a part of here at Lauder or Wharton?
So I have to say that I started pretty cautiously on this, because I felt like juggling 2 degrees is already pretty difficult for me, and I like things being pretty chill. So I joined a lot of clubs, but I haven't really taken many, didn't try to go for any leadership positions yet. But I joined the tech club, I joined the fintech club, I joined the European club, I joined the German club, joined the tennis club, and joined the wine club. So that kind of defines me, I guess, already. But there's definitely a lot going on. And when you're doing 2 degrees, I feel like I definitely need to try to prioritize things. And so far, I'm more on this mode when I'm just checking things out and seeing what I like and what's there on the table, what's offered. And then I'll see what I can actually make of it. But currently, I would say we have an extremely busy social agenda. And there's always things to do. And particularly for me, the most interesting events that are foreseen for now are the travels, the different traveling plans, arrangements that we have. Most of these are with Lauder, actually. We have the Culture Quest that we organize every year, which is organized by the students themselves. What we do is we all gather together, and we all propose different itineraries for different places to visit, and then we vote. So this year we voted for Oman because most people haven't been to the Middle East, and we felt like it would be great to do a cultural quest there. So, and that's going to happen after Christmas when all of us are going to meet up in Muscat in Oman, and we're going to divide into teams, do a little challenges, and have a little race from place to place, and we're definitely going to be enjoying that experience. And then also we will have the Lauder Intercultural Ventures. So I already know that I got accepted to my number one priority, which was Mongolia. I feel like this country is absolutely amazing. I always wanted to go. And when you have everything planned by the Lauder Institute for you, visiting a lot of different institutions and meeting a lot of people and seeing how the different social changes that the country is going through, just for me, it's really amazing, and I'm so much looking forward to that, even though it's still almost a half a year away.
And then lastly, can you tell me about some of your career plans and how you think that Wharton and the Lauder program will fit into those objectives?
So to be fair, I'm not 100% sure yet, but I have already lived in Europe for pretty much all my life. So what I wanted to do is, by studying in the U.S., to really gain more experience from the companies and the businesses here, and particularly the technology sector and the fintech sector, where things are moving a bit quicker in the U.S. than in Europe. So learning from like these best experiences here and potentially applying those later in Europe, for me, sounded like a great idea. So that's kind of the rough plan, but honestly, so far it's really hard to tell where I'm going to end up in 2 years. I'm only at the very start of this journey, so it's really hard to plan where I'm going to end up in 2 years. But so far, it has been a very rewarding experience. I'm pretty happy with where I am.
That's great, Julius. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me, and thanks to those who are listening. If anyone would like to learn more about the Lauder program, please visit us at lauder.wharton.upenn.edu.